We begin each Mass in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, evoking something of God, something, trying to express some knowledge of this great mystery of who He is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this one true God, eternal, immense, unchangeable, incomprehensible, all-present, all-knowing, indescribable, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We attempt to understand this one God in three persons. And with those names, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we remind ourselves, and it recalls for us that God is relational. God is in constant, relationship with Himself in these three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His very existence is to be in relationship. This relationship of great love, an eternal exchange of love. And those names represent something of their relationship to one another, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Those names, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, say something about each individual person and how they relate to each other. And then in that first reading, our Lord pronounces His name to Moses, Lord. That is how we are in relationship with God. He is our Lord. And He invites us into this divine life of the Trinity, especially through His Son. How do we know this? Well, in that first reading of Exodus, Moses went up the mountain with stone tablets. And in the Gospel, we're reminded that God sent His only Son. So Jesus came from heaven. Moses went up the mountain with tablets of stone, and Jesus came down to us with a heart of flesh. And we recall elsewhere in sacred scripture in Ezekiel, when God says, "I will take from you your stony hearts and give you natural hearts, hearts of flesh, hearts that can really love. And I will pronounce to you my name now, Father, revealed to you by my Son, that in the Son I see you, perfected, in relationship with me." Whatever God asks of us, He gives us so much more. He takes from us those stony hearts, those hearts that put up barriers and make it hard to love one another, hard to be in relationship with one another, in right relationship with one another. And He gives us this heart of flesh in His Son to help us mend our ways and rejoice, as St. Paul says. He asks us to be in relationship with Him, and He elevates our relationships. We are relational. We are always in relationship with one another. Whether it's like our very most important relationships of marriage, or between our mother and father, or sons and daughters, or just the person at the checkout line in the grocery store. Like God, He invites us into His relationship, giving us a heart of flesh, so that in all of our relationships, we too can love one another with a heart of flesh. And as St. Paul says, mend your ways. How do we do that? Except by that cross over our heart. What does a cross look like? Kind of like a stitch sometimes, right? You mend a torn garment, stitch it with thread, you look on the back and there's a cross there. Mend your ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, invite God into all those relationships. Do our relationships reflect the love of the Holy Trinity? Do we try to exclude God from our relationships? Are there difficulties there? Is there something that needs to be mended? We don't know how. Begin with the sign of the cross. Begin everything with the sign of the cross. Every morning, you know, let that cross be in front of you, over your heart. This heart given to you through the Son, this heart of flesh, this heart that can love, God has taken from us our stony hearts, our stiff-necked ways. He's placed all the love of the Holy Trinity right in our hearts, right in our souls. So like St. Paul says, mend your ways. You'll see them mended up when the cross goes before us.